So Herod was greatly perplexed at the things he had been hearing about. What a great commentary and an invitation for each of us to live a life as a disciple in such a way that it perplexes the world, that they want to know more about who this person Jesus is. And so as we examine ourselves, we ask ourselves, is my life lived in such a way that I'm a perplexity to the world? The world that is caught up in these vanities. What a great commentary. I mean, I don't know how long ago this was written, maybe 2,500 years ago, but is it any different today? These questions about the worthlessness, the vanity of life. And the word vanity that he uses, it's like the morning dew, the mist of the morning that burns away quickly. It fades away quickly as the sun rises. The things of our lives come and go so quickly. Does anything have merit? Does anything have value? And we can say without Jesus, without a doubt, nothing has value. But sometimes it's us as disciples, us as Christians, who are more perplexed by the world and invest our time, our energy, our loves into the things of the world. So instead of being a beacon driving or drawing people closer to Christ, we allow ourselves to be drawn into the world. And we see it in the streets, we see it in the news every day. Herod was perplexed, and he kept trying to see him. Let's first pray for the grace in our own hearts, in our own minds, for that desire to continue to see Jesus, to allow that call from deep within to find its fruit in the church and in the Holy Eucharist, this desire to see Jesus, and have the grace to live a life that's perplexing to the world, so that they too would desire to see Jesus. Amen.